This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of middle summer. When the cicadas sing at noon, then lanky ichneumons get into your house and sit on the walls like behemoth mosquitoes. Corn tassels and corn pollen are more plentiful when cicadas sing. Buckeyes and hickory nuts fall in thunderstorms. Goldenrod is 4 feet tall, and lupin pods break apart and spread their seeds. White snake root, ironweed, bone set, wing stem, tall coneflowers, and gray-headed coneflowers are budding in the fields and woods as the pink large-flowered mallow comes to the end of its season in the wetlands. Midsummer hostas and liatris and obedient plants open in the garden. Blueweed flowers are at the top of their spikes during the early time of cicada song, just as the first burdock blooms. And fruit follows flowers. Black walnuts are half size. Green wild cherries hang in clusters. The shade-loving cohosh has its berries. Avens and thimble plants are forming seed heads under the canopy. And all the early honeysuckles have their berries, red and orange. Blackberries are August size this week, and the earliest are turning black. Elderberry bushes and ever-bearing strawberries set their fruit. The wheat is dark and almost half cut by the time cicadas sing. The oats crop ripens. Milkweed pods emerge. And they will burst their shells at the approach of middle fall in late September. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of middle summer. In the meantime, watch for woolly bear caterpillars, the prophets of autumn, crossing the roads.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.